سلام فرمانده، سلام از این نسل غیور جامانده، سلام فرمانده سید علی دهه نودی هاشو فراخنده، سلام فرمانده.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. سلام علیکم children. Do you remember how Sayyid Ali secretly spread Imam Khomeini's letters? How he traveled to villages and told people the truth about the Shah? Well, the Shah's spies had their eyes on Sayyid Ali for a long time. They had even caught him a few times and threatened him. But Sayyid Ali still continued his work. Sayyid Ali was now a grown man with a family of his own. One day, he was chatting with his mama when a loud banging at the door interrupted them.
Open up! Shah's orders!
Sayyid Ali quickly handed his son to his mama.
Ali Khamenei! We know you're in there. Come out!
His mother's heart sank, but she clenched her fist.
Run, run, my son,
she said bravely.
I will keep them busy until you escape.
Sayyid Ali shook his head.
No, mother. They will trouble you. And father is unwell too.
Then he smiled.
But do delay them for a few minutes. I need to change. This is my good qaba. I don't want it to be torn. Otherwise, my dear mother will have to take the trouble to fix it.
He winked.
I'll wear the old one. That one can take a beating.
The soldiers barged in.
Where is he?
They shouted at Sayyid Ali's Baba. His Baba was silent. He had never feared the Shah's men, and he was not about to start now. The soldiers threw a stack of books off a shelf.
You are hiding Khomeini's letters, aren't you?
A voice came from the doorway, stern and firm.
Stop! Why are you behaving so disrespectfully?
To Sayyid Ali's mother. She glared at them, clutching her chadar tight. The soldiers wanted to respond rudely, but Sayyid Ali walked in right then.
Don't even think about it,
he said fiercely. His eyes shone fearlessly behind his thick glasses.
Let's go!
They pulled him roughly. His little son began to cry. Sayyid Ali's heart sank for a moment, but then he clenched his fist. He had to stay strong. He hugged his son and whispered comfortingly in his ear.
Don't worry, my dear. Baba will be back soon. Take care of your mother for me, okay? Allah is always with you.
At the police station, a fat man with a red face sat behind a desk. He wore a big gold ring and smiled wickedly.
Ah, so you are the Khomeini of Mashhad, eh?
He tapped on a big vial in front of him.
We know all about you. Your speeches, your travels, your secret meetings.
Sayyid Ali said nothing.
Who gives you orders?
Sayyid Ali looked straight at him.
I take my orders only from Allah.
The man slammed his fist on the table.
Ah! Lies! You are plotting against the Shah on Khomeini's orders. Tell us the truth now!
Sayyid Ali did not blink.
I only speak the truth and teach people Islam. That is my job. Why do you have a problem with that?
Sayyid Ali replied coolly. The man's face turned even redder.
Then say something bad about Khomeini.
Sayyid Ali clenched his fist.
I will never say anything bad about Imam Khomeini. He loves our people.
Are you not afraid, young man? Think of your family.
Sayyid Ali smiled.
We will never give up. We will keep doing what's right.
Take him away!
The man screamed angrily.
Don't let him have any peace until he speaks. Lock him up!
Sayyid Ali sat calmly. They had tried to break him before. He remembered the first time he had been arrested. A man had walked in with a shaver.
You scholars love your beards, don't you? Say goodbye to it,
he said meanly. Sayyid Ali had been nervous. The beard was important to him, but he wouldn't let them know how he felt. The man had shaved off his thick, dark beard. When the man finished, Sayyid Ali asked brightly,
"Hey, can I have a mirror?"
The man's eyes grew big and round in amazement.
"Huh? Aren't you upset?"
Sayyid Ali touched his smooth chin. It had felt so strange, so different. He smiled cheekily.
"I haven't seen my chin in years. I'd like to see it now, please."
The man couldn't help it. He chuckled and handed over the mirror. And this time too, he stood firm.
"Stay there, all alone. Maybe then you'll change your mind and speak up."
They pushed him roughly into a cell and slammed the door shut. Thick dust rose. There was a musty smell. He coughed. The room was tiny, smaller than any he had ever been. And it was dark, pitch black. He couldn't tell whether it was day or night. A wave of loneliness washed over him.
"So this is how they break people,"
he thought.
"To put them in the dark and leave them alone."
He thought of his little boys and his kind wife, and his eyes filled with tears. Then his hand went to his pocket. He pulled out his small Quran. He stroked its cover and closed his eyes. A beautiful scene played in his mind. Sunlight streaming through the window. His mother on her prayer mat, like a beautiful flower. All 8 children around her, like little bees. Her sweet voice reciting the Quran, filling their hearts with faith.
Allah always helped his prophets, even in the darkest of times, and even when they were left all alone,
she taught them. He clutched the Quran tighter and brought it close to his face. His lips touched the cover. He opened it and began to recite.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Right away, the cold cell felt warmer. The verses filled the small cell like little stars. A pleasant hum filled the dusty air. Suddenly, he saw a pair of eyes peeping through a tiny crack in the door.
"Are you a professional reciter?"
a voice whispered. Sayyid Ali laughed softly.
"In school, I was a good qari. I even got a gift for it once,"
he remembered fondly, smiling.
"But I'm no professional reciter, friend. I'm just a simple scholar."
The eyes blinked, and then they disappeared. Sayyid Ali sighed. Then he continued to recite until his eyes closed and he fell fast asleep. He spent many, many days alone in that dark, stuffy cell. The guards didn't allow any talking. One night, he heard something strange. But it wasn't random. It had a pattern. Sayyid Ali's heart beat faster. He pressed his ear against the cold wall. Yes, someone was sending a secret message. He had seen a code written on the wall. Sayyid Ali chuckled softly.
"Ah, finally, someone to speak to."
That night, as he lay down, he tapped softly on the wall with his toes. That meant salam. A few moments later, the prisoner next door was excited too. Sayyid Ali whispered,
"Alhamdulillah."
A long time passed. His whole body ached. He had become thin and weak because of how the Shah's men treated him. But his heart ached the most for his family, his friends, for the beautiful haram of Imam Rida.
"Will I ever get out?"
sometimes he wondered. But he did not cry. He clenched his fist.
"I will not waste a single day,"
he thought. He asked for paper and began translating a book. Can you believe it? Page by page, even in the dim light, his eyes burned. But he didn't stop. The guards couldn't understand why he kept going.
"Why don't you just give up?"
one of them asked him one day. Sayyid Ali opened his eyes.
"Because a believer never gives up. a believer fights.
Sometimes he heard cries and screams from the other cells. His heart ached for the other prisoners. He banged his fist on the cell door.
Don't you fear Allah? Show some mercy!
But the guards just laughed. He wished he could help, but he couldn't. So he lifted his hands and prayed.
Oh Allah, you help them. Keep them strong.
Finally, one day, they moved him to another cell, one with other prisoners. He felt much better. Now he could help the prisoners and tend to their wounds. The prisoners gathered around him at once. This was the man whose Quran recitations had cooled their burning hearts. He joked with them lightly and recited poetry to lift their spirits. When prayer time came, Sayyid Ali wrapped an old cloth around his head like a turban. He draped another cloth over his shoulders like an abba. The prisoners watched in amazement.
What are you doing?
Sayyid Ali touched the cloth.
They took my real abba and imama, but I've worn them since I was a little boy. My mother sewed them for me.
He smiled at the memory.
Even these old rags remind me of who I am.
Then he stood facing Qibla and prayed.
Allahu Akbar.
When they got to know him better, the other prisoners would plead.
Please, Sayyid, lead us in prayer.
So he led the prayers. Then they sat around him and he spoke to them. Their hearts grew stronger. One of the prisoners told him,
It is easier for us to bear the beatings now that you are here with us, Sayyid.
Dear people,
Sayyid Ali told them,
your patience will give sweet fruits. You will see. Don't give up yet. The Shah cannot continue this for long. Your pain will break him, just like Imam Hussein's sorrow broke Yazid.
They cried for Imam Hussein together. The dull prison felt beautiful because of the special people in it. Prisoners gathered around Sayyid Ali like fireflies around a glowing lamp. Well, that's all we have time for today, children. Until our next story, I want you to think about something. Sayyid Ali was alone in a dark prison. How do you think he wasn't scared? If you were in a hard situation, what would make you strong?
شهید تشنه لب امام روز دار من
بابو لکه